I'm going to start off today's show with a condensed version of a blog post by Mia Tokumitsu, The Fight for Free Time. It appeared on the Jacobin Magazine website at the end of October. It is essential that the left articulate a compelling vision of a better future, and one persuasive element of that vision should be much more free time. Free time is essential for basic dignity, to care for ourselves and our communities. We need time away from generating profit for employers. Just as importantly, we need to realize our human potential, our ability to think independently, experience romance, nurture friendships, and pursue our own curiosities and passions requires time that is ours, time that belongs neither to the boss nor the market. At its core, the campaign for fewer working hours is both about liberation individually and collectively. Surprisingly, it has long ceased to be an issue that graces political platforms in the U.S., even on the left. It wasn't always so. The length of the work days has been the central issue raised by American labor movement during its most dynamic periods of organization. Today, we should reclaim that heritage. Reducing working hours while raising living standards should be one of the central guiding issues of the left. One of the successes of neoliberalism, from the capitalist point of view, has been to teach generations of workers to believe that the basic expressions of humanity can be deferred or purchased, and that working harder and longer is the ticket to a fulfilling life. Today, however, with wages flat and precarious employment often the norm, many people, particularly those at the beginning of their working lives, no longer toil under the illusion that putting in more time is the key to dignity and happiness. How could it be when decent pensions are a thing of the past, when the boundaries between working and non-working time require constant negotiation, when the push and pull of whether to work more is always on our minds, whether to pick up one more lift fare, whether to cover an extra shift at the hospital, whether to agree to grade 50 Psych 101 exams over the weekend. Within this context, many pockets of the left are humming with discussions of time. In the immediate term, we should be fighting for things like shorter work weeks, steeply increased overtime pay, lower retirement ages, expanded Social Security, family leave, paid vacation, paid sick leave, child allowances, and sabbaticals. All of these are aimed squarely at reducing profit-motivated working hours and improving workers' self-determination and material conditions. They are tangible, achievable goals that can be built upon, and they have the ability to bring together a variety of workers and non-workers. We can achieve full employment, for instance, by pruning working hours and spreading them out between more workers. We need to think critically about notions of work as a source of meaning, and that means thinking more deeply about free time and how we would spend our lives in a society with many fewer hours on the job. Under global capitalism, free time is often punitive. Plenty of people already have ample amounts of it, like refugee camp dwellers and the unemployed, and the opioid and methamphetamine crises make clear that without proper resources and social networks, free time can be the opposite of liberating. But money on its own isn't the answer. A well-off friend of mine tells me he wishes he could have retired by now, but he has so much stuff and it takes a lot of time and money to take care of it. Expanses of time spent on acquiring and servicing commodities is ultimately empty and unsatisfying. Germany's largest union is calling for a 26-hour week. Time and again, the American labor movement has taken up the struggle to reduce the work week and expand workers' freedom. It has recognized the potency of a demand that not only imagines a world where people have more control over their lives, but one that builds the bonds of solidarity by uniting the interests of workers and the unemployed, highly skilled and less skilled, foreign-born and native. The moment is ripe again to mobilize and claim for ourselves as much of our mortal time as we can. I've been reading a condensed version of The Fight for Free Time by Mia Tokumitsu from the Jacobin Magazine website.